will revolutionize
the future of radio.
You're weak and sure of yourself.
Actually,
the fact that you possess a sense of morality and we do not gives us an evolutionary advantage.
CyberstationUSA.com.
And if history has proven anything,
there's another problem on TV, believe it or not.
It is that evolution always wins.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience. Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, sit down, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. You are listening right now to versatile saxophonist Donald Harrison with Nouveau Swing, his original composition on his CD, Survivor. We met Donald at the 2007 JVC Newport Jazz Festival. Later in the program, you'll hear our exclusive interview with him and vocalist Henri Smith. Right now, Nouveau Swing.
Thank you.
Donald Harrison with Nouveau Swing. We caught up with Donald and vocalist Henri Smith at the JVC Jazz Festival Newport 2007. I asked them to talk about their journey from New Orleans, their friendship, and Donald's work with young musicians. We start with Donald Harrison.
Well, yeah, I was in New Orleans, Louisiana, my hometown, and we had a meeting with a young lady by the name of Katrina, and I was there because some of my family members decided they would wait the storm out, and me being the only male, one of the only males, put it like that, decided that I would try to make ensure that they could get out safely if something happened, and we all got stuck there for about 4 days, and fortunately made it out. And got a little scars and wounds, mental scars and wounds, you know. But for the most part, we're working hard to put lives back together and keep the culture of New Orleans alive, as well as play the music I learned in New York and New Orleans. And it's always great to be at the first jazz festival, which is the Newport. You know, we had a brief visit by the founder of the festival, George Ween. He came on side the stage and gave us some love, so that was great too. And we had a great audience. The musicians, I thought, did a great job. Can't ask for anything better than that.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Now, will you tell me a little bit about how you two have been friends?
Well,
and tell me about your friendship together.
Donald's father, I was in radio for like 14 years at WWOZ, and Donald's father used to come over from time to time, and we did interviews together. And sometime when he would be there waiting for me, and I was that, it made me feel so great to when I see his dad. And then after a lot of turmoil, and then Donald and I got together, and then I had a band in New Orleans, and I would always ask Donald to come with me. He would be my first choice, and he would come and support me, and he still does the same thing, and he's also my big chief, and I say that on my CD. I made mention of that my big chief is Donald Harrison Jr., big chief of the Congo Nation. His father was the big chief of the Guardians of the Flame, and Donald happened to just go on and be the big chief of the Congo Nation. But it's always a pleasure, and this is my first experience at Newport, and this is one of the most wonderful experiences that I've ever had, and I wanted to be glorified in it today, because on Sunday seemed to be one of my better days in order to really feel spiritually accepted. And so today was one of the best days here at Newport with Donald Harrison Jr. and the young kids. And another thing I'd like to say about Donald is Donald is always mentoring to the youth. He's even mentoring to the youth of New Orleans. Donald is mentoring to the youth at some schools now, after Katrina, that he probably wouldn't have gone in to mentor. Mm-hmm. But now he's there, and the city is embracing him because of all the great work that he's doing in New Orleans, trying to get his family together, trying to save the children, and all of the young people that you saw on stage. Donald Harrison had a hand in touching all of them.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and I noticed that young man that came up and played trombone.
Right.
Now, tell me about that young man.
Yeah, he's been studying with me for about 2 years, and he's one of our bright talents. You know, he's 15 years old, Tyler Ginsberg, and I'm really proud of him. Usually I'm right, I think he's going to be one of the great trombonists. You know, he's 15, so when he's 22, you know what's going to be happening.
And,
I've been kind of lucky with my guesses about where musicians could go. And in the space of 2 years, I could see phenomenal growth in him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very serious, you know. He knows when I'm playing somewhere, that I always let him come up and play, no matter where it is. I let the young people, no matter. I wish he would have put on a suit. I got to get to him about that. But
other than that.
They know I'm going to let them come up. And they always have their horn, their drums or something. And the experience of getting on a stage and playing in a real situation really furthers their understanding of what they have to practice and do with their instruments. So that's why I let them come up, because when I came to New York, you know, I was 19 and everybody let me play. And I'm very fortunate, very thankful. There's so many great musicians gave me an opportunity to talk to me and tell me what I needed to work on.
That is the tradition of jazz, to pass it on to the next generation.
Yeah, he told me something I'll never forget. They see you before they hear you. That's why I like to always be so dressed up, because I know Donald's going to come out just like that. He says, you see you before they hear you. And that's one of the great things. I mean, I've learned so much from Donald Harrison. And it really, I tell him all the time that I'm sorry I can't be with him more and learn more, because it was a great learning experience when we were in New Orleans. But now, because we're gone our separate ways, it's really hard to get back together. But this was a wonderful experience today here in Newport.
Now, tell me, Donald, where are you based now?
I'm back in New Orleans, but you know.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I'm not home yet, but I'm there. And,
well, I understand the difference between home and being, but you're close to home.
I'm close to home. I'm two blocks away, actually.
Okay.
Which is good. So,
that's good.
So I get to see what I need to do every day, and that keeps me focused.
Yes.
And speaking of Henri, you know, he's a pleasure. He has a presence that's uplifting, and I'm all about keeping people around that are uplifting the music and really love what they do, and do it for that reason. So whenever I can get together with him, you know, and he can make it, I always say, come and make it, come get someone, and you know, if he's doing somewhere and I'm close around, and I feel like he feels the same way about me. So
that's right.
That's the camaraderie of music. Music is, for me, it's not about who is the greatest, but how much brotherhood and how much love we can put. You know, I was telling the people, you can have fun with the music and be happy, because Art Blakey used to say, it's from the creator to the artist to you. So it's serious, because it takes a lot of dedication to learn how to play those instruments and really speak through them. But it's not so serious that you can't enjoy yourself.
Right.
So we're trying to bring that element back to jazz, the spirituality that the older guys had, and the joy of the music. So that's part of what we hope is coming back to the music.
Well, you feel the joy and you feel the love when you're on stage. We do.
Yeah.
And just now, let's get down to a little bit of business. Tell everybody how we can get your CD.
Oh, my CDs are exclusively at iTunes or CDBaby.com.
Hot dog.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So iTunes and CD Baby.
Yeah, I have a new CD called 3D Volume 1 and 2. One is a smooth jazz CD, and Volume 2 is a classic jazz CD. We're going to do a hip-hop, which will be Volume 3, hip-hop and R&B. And some of the songs are the same songs, just in different genres, because we want to try to bring in younger people and older people and create that same brotherhood with the music. You know, hip-hop artists may buy it for the hip-hop, or a hip-hop fan may buy it for the hip-hop and listen to the straight ahead and say, you know what? I never really listened to this, but it's good. A guy who likes smooth jazz, I mean, he turned on something else.
When music is done and it's great, it doesn't matter what style it is.
No, it doesn't, so.
When it's great and it's done with great musicians, it flies.
Duke Ellington's statement was, there's two kinds of music, good and bad.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Donald Harrison, and thank you, Henri Smith, for this wonderful interview exclusively for the Jazz Room. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. You are listening to The Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. In case you just tuned in, you just heard an interview with saxophonist Donald Harrison and vocalist Henri Smith. And now, Henri Smith and his band with Donald Harrison on alto sax with Big Chief. Thank you.
me gonna vibrate because I'm gonna do everything I could. Me, Big Chief, I'm feeling good. Me, Big Chief, I got him tried. Got my spy boy by my side. My flag boy, he just went by. My fly boy, he's full of flies. Me whole tribe is having fun. Me gon' dance till the morning
This is Donald Harrison from his CD Survivor with Oriental Folk Song. Before that, Henri Smith with Big Chief from his CD New Orleans Friends and Flavors. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with me in the Jazz Room. For more information about Donald Harrison and Henri Smith, please go to my Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. You'll see photos of both of them there at the Jazz Festival and also links to their website so you can get more information about them. And if you'd like to ask questions or comment about any of the Jazz Room shows, you may email me also through the Jazz Room page of the website. So, until next time, you have been listening to The Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.